It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The numbers of known COVID-19 cases are improving in at least one Colorado county, KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports.
At the end of September, Pueblo County saw an average of 8 known cases per day. Now that number is about 73, which is down from a height of more than 240 average cases per day at the end of November. Randy Evitz directs the Pueblo Health Department.
We really need to continue to work together as a community to bring our numbers down so that we can get back to those levels that we were at the end of the summer.
Evitz says hospital capacity is improving but still high. Vaccination efforts continue in Pueblo County with a primary focus on healthcare workers. He says pharmacies began vaccination programs in nursing homes Monday. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Douglas County plans to open a new COVID-19 testing site Saturday at the county fairgrounds in Castle Rock. Public health officials recommend registering in advance and urge anyone with symptoms to get tested as soon as possible. State public health officials have had their home addresses posted on social media by the head of a local Republican group. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
Mark Hall is the co-chair of the Parker Republicans, a political group in the South Metro suburb. In a post to Facebook Monday, he published what he described as the addresses of two state public health officials. His post said that he was not advocating violence, but said people should, quote, take this information and make your own decisions. He encouraged air horns, honking, and signs at the officials' residences, adding that, quote, the revolution is underway. When a commenter suggested it was time for a bare-knuckle war, Hall agreed that it would probably come to that. The Parker Republicans has about 750 members on Facebook. Officials for the county and state parties didn't immediately respond to requests for comment. Hall later apologized on his private account, according to the Aurora Sentinel. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Police in Denver have released new information about a botched home invasion that left two people dead. According to police, a crew of men posed as utility workers to enter a home on Monday. Officers discovered two people who had been shot at the home, including the owner, who was dead. Police fatally shot another suspect who had fled. The police say fake utilities crew is likely tied to a series of burglaries in the area. This is CPR News.